So let's review. In the previous daf, the Mishnah discussed the machlekes of Gamliel and the Chachamim regarding get achar get and maimer achar maimer. Now, the Gemara asks, my time is Rabbi Gamliel. What is Rabbi Gamliel's reasoning for ein get achar get and the ein maimer achar maimer? Amar Ravam, misavke le get, idachi iloi dachi. Rabbi Gamliel is in doubt whether giving a get to a Yavama is effective in rejecting the option of Yibum or not. Therefore, in the case where Reuven gave Rachel a get, and then Shimon gave Rachel a get, ikama dochi basra maika ovid. If Reuven's get was effective, then Shimon's get cannot be effective. Ikama loy dochi basra namer loy dochi. And if Reuven's get was not effective, then Shimon's get is also not effective. Therefore, Shimon's get is certainly not effective, and he's permitted to marry Rachel's relatives. The same reasoning applies to maimer acha maimer. Rabbi Gamliel was unsure if giving maimer to a yavama is effective in completely acquiring the yavama. Therefore, ikama kani basra mai kavod. If Reuven's maimer is effective, then Shimon's maimer cannot be effective. Vikama loy kani basra nami loy kani. And if Reuven's maimer is not effective, then Shimon's maimer is also not effective. Therefore, Shimon's maimer is certainly not effective, and he is permitted to marry Rochel's relatives. Abaye questions this from a braisa which teaches. Maidir Rabbi Gamliel agrees in the following cases. Sheyesh get achar maimer, Reuven gave Rochel a maimer, and then a get to Leah. They're both effective. Or, umaimer achar get. Reuven gave Rochel a get, and then a maimer to Leah. They're both effective. The Gemara asks, if it's a suffix, the second one should certainly not be effective, just as in the case of get achar get. The Rashi continues. Rabbi Gamliel also agrees in the following cases, where there are three avamas. The get achar bia umaimer. Reuven gave maimer to Rachel, then performed bia with Leah, and then gave a get to Sarah. They're all effective. Or, umaimer achar bia v'get. Reuven gave a get to Rachel, then performed bia with Leah, and then gave maimer to Sarah. They're all effective. V'im esafkele l'Rabbi Gamliel t'have a kibia l'ketchila v'tikni. If Rabbi Gamliel was uncertain about the effectiveness of get and maimer, then the bia performed with Leah might be the initial action. And we learned in the Mishnah, when bia is the initial action, no further actions are required. If so, why does Rabbi Gamliel agree that the third actions are effective? Therefore, Abaye gives another explanation of Rabbi Gamliel's reasoning. Ella amar Abaye lo ilam, pshiti le Rabbi Gamliel beget, dedachi umaymer dekani. Rabbi Gamliel agrees that both get a maimer done with a yavama are certainly effective. Based on the gezeira, as explained on the previous daf, the Chacham established as follows: Ha yavama, b'chad sad mahani b'get, u'v'chad sad mahani b'maimer. Get and maimer are effective in separate components of the yavama. Get is effective with one component, while maimer is effective with the other component. Therefore, get acher get loy dachi, d'hadachi le'kama. A second get following a get is not effective because the first get has fully accomplished the rejection of get. And a second mimer following a mimer is not effective because the first mimer has fully accomplished the acquisition of mimer. However, get achar mimer or mimer achar get, a get following mimer or vice versa, are both effective because high milser kodachi v'high milser kokoni. The get and the mimer each accomplish their respective effects. And even in the case where there was a bia between get and maimer, high bia pesula adifa mi maimer, vigri mi maimer. Bia as the second action is in a way superior to maimer, and also in a way inferior to maimer. Adifa mi maimer, the bia is superior to maimer, de ilu maimer acha maimer loy mahani, because a second maimer is not effective when following a first maimer. Vilu bia acha maimer mahani, while a bia is effective when following a first maimer, because of Gzeira mentioned in the previous daf. V'griya mi maimer, bia is inferior to maimer, d'ilu maimer acha get, kani l'kuli sheyarid the get. Because a maimer after a get acquires the whole component of maimer, and that another maimer after it would not be effective. V'ilu bia acha get, loy kani l'kuli sheyarid the get. While bia performed after a get does not acquire the whole component of maimer, and that another maimer after it would be effective. The Chacham, however, disagree with Rabbi Gamliel and say, Yesh get achar get, v'yesh maimer achar maimer. Because kolchad v'chad tekinya l'rabbanan get u'maimer b'yavama. Chazal instituted that each brother has the power to perform a get and maimer with each and every yavama. The Gemara continues with a braisa which elaborates on the machlokes of Gamliel and the Chacham. Kitzat amr Gamliel en get achar get. In what case did Gamliel say that a second get is not effective? Shtei yavamis shenaf lufnei yavim echad v'nasin get lezu v'get lezu. In the case of two yavamis, Rachel and Leah, who fell for yibin to one brother Reuven, who gave Rachel a get, and then another get to Leah. Gamliel aimer chaylitz l'rishayna v'asa bekrevis seha u'muta bekrevis shnia. Gamliel says, Reuven must give chalitza to Rachel, and it becomes prohibited to Rachel's relatives, but permitted to Leah's relatives. The Chacham disagree and rule, asu bekrevis shtehen v'chalitza la'achas men. Reuven must give chalitza to either Rachel or Leah, and is prohibited to the relatives of both Rachel and Leah. V'chinata oimer b'shnei yevamim v'yevama achas. This is also true with two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, when each one gave a get to Rachel. According to Gamliel, only Reuven is prohibited to marry Rachel's relatives, while Shimon is permitted to Rachel's relatives. However, the Chacham say that both Reuven and Shimon are prohibited to Rachel's relatives. The Brisa continues. Ketzad amr Gamliel ein maimer achar maimer. In what case did Gamliel say that a second maimer is not effective? Shtei yavamis shenaf lufnei yavim echad. V'asa maimer bezu o maimer bezu. In the case of two yavamis, Rachel and Leah, who fell for yibin to one brother Reuven, who first gave maimer to Rachel and then gave maimer to Leah. Gamliel aimer. Gamliel says Reuven must give a get to Rachel to remove the mimer, and must give chalitza as well. Reuven becomes prohibited to Rachel's relatives, but permitted to Leah's relatives. The Chacham disagree and rule Neisi get l'shtehen, v'asa b'krevish shtehen, v'chalitza la'achas men. Reuven must give a get to both Rachel and Leah, and one chalitza as well. Reuven becomes prohibited to the relatives of both Rachel and Leah. This is also true with two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, who each gave maimer to Rachel. According to Gamliel, only Reuben must give a get to Rachel and is prohibited to marry Rachel's relatives. Shimon, however, is permitted to Rachel's relatives. The Chacham disagree and say that both Reuben and Shimon must give a get to Rachel, and they are both prohibited to Rachel's relatives. The Gemara questions Gamliel's ruling. Mechti, Ksavir Gamliel eid maimer acha maimer. If Gamliel rules that a second maimer given to Leah, following a maimer to Rachel is not effective, Rishayna nami tisyabim, let Reuven perform yibim with Rachel, since only her maimer was effective. The Gemara answers, Gezeira dilma asli abu milishnia. There's a Gezeira that if Reuven would be allowed to perform yibim with Rachel, he might also perform yibim with Leah and transgress the Issa deraisa of Bais echur ubayna ve'ein ubayna shnei batim. The Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Gamliel, Ubi Shammai, Verb Shimon, Ubi Nazai, Verb Nechemya, Kulu Svirlahu Maimer Koine Kinyagama. We find five Chacham who all agree that Maimer with a Yavama accomplishes complete acquisition. Rabbi Gamliel, Hadamarn, as we just learned, Bei Shammai in the Mishnah Daf Chavtes, Rabbi Shimon Ubi Nazai in the Mishnah and the Brais and Daf Tzadivav, Verb Nechemya at the end of the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. The Gemara on the next daf continues to explain the Mishnah.